Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on August 10 regarding Yessica, Y-E-S-S-I-C-A, Segura, S-E-G-U-R-A, dash, Chavez, C-H-A-V-E-Z. Jessica Segura Chavez is a 47-year-old woman who reports she injured her right rotator cuff at work on 6-4-20. Need to clarify if it was 6-4 or 6-24. She describes a container about 3 feet tall, almost fell because one of the wheels somehow malfunctioned. Period. Her written description of how this caused her injury is illegible. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including rotator cuff repair. Period. She completed her course of active treatment in March of 2021. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Segura described she was lifting on 6-4-20 and injured her right shoulder. Her treatment records show she was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 6-25-20. Period. She complained of 8/10 pain in the right upper extremity, comma shoulder, comma elbow, and forearm. She stated her injury occurred on 6-24-20 while working in a bakery as a mixer. She was pushing a container with wheels and developed pain in the right posterior shoulder radiating to her right arm, comma forearm, comma, and palm of right hand. Period. She had x-rays that demonstrated no acute pathology. She also had a clinical exam and was diagnosed with a sprain of the right shoulder joint for which ibuprofen was advised. Period. She was cleared for left-handed duty only beginning that day, running through 7-2-20. Period. She followed up in this group on 7-2-20 and remained symptomatic. Period. They planned on referring her for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. Period in the paragraph on 7-10-20, she in fact saw Dr. Eisenberg, A-Y-Z-E-N-B-E-R-G, who diagnosed adhesive capsulitis. Scratch that. He opined adhesive capsulitis alone would not be consistent with her mechanism of injury. Period, she also had symptoms and signs of biceps tendinitis, which was consistent with this mechanism. Period, he suspected she had secondary adhesive capsulitis due to minimal use of that shoulder due to pain after her injury. Period. Initial treatment would be directed towards reducing inflammation and preserving range of motion. Period. He then referred her for physical therapy and a home exercise program. Period. He placed her on activity restrictions as well. Period. In paragraph, she returned to Dr. Eisenberg on 7-24-20. Having completed only 2 sessions of therapy, period, she did not feel any better. Period, she declined a corticosteroid injection on this visit. Period, she was going to participate in further physical therapy. Period, she saw Dr. Eisenberg again on 8-24-20 with resolving frozen shoulder. Period. He diagnosed acute right shoulder pain, comma, adhesive capsulitis, comma, and bicipital tendonitis. Period. Physical therapy was to continue, and she was referred for an MRI of the right shoulder. Period. In the paragraph, the MRI was done on 8-27-20 and revealed right supraspinatus tendinosus with a 3x5 cm interstitial tear along its distal myotendinous junction and insertion. Period. The tear likely extended through its bursal surface, but the petitioner's motion limited the evaluation. Period. She saw Dr. Eisenberg again on 9/15/20. Period. They discussed treatment options. Period. She agreed to undergo right shoulder manipulation under anesthesia, comma, arthroscopy, comma, possible lysis of adhesions, comma, subacromial decompression, comma, possible Mumford resection of the distal clavicle, comma, rotator cuff repair, and possible long head bicep tenodesis. Period. In a paragraph on 11/4/20, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. She followed up post-operatively and participated in additional physical therapy. Period. On the visit of 5/21/21, he noted she was doing well and was interested in a trial of full duty. Period. He felt this was reasonable, but wanted her to continue work hardening. Period. As of 6/16/21, he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and could continue working without restrictions. Period. Right shoulder exam that day showed active motion in forward flexion was 165 degrees and 165 degrees abduction, comma, external rotation 35 degrees, and internal rotation to L2 without any pain. Period strength was 5-5 in all planes. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, inspector revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Overlying the left palm was a 3-inch healed scar that she attributed to a childhood injury. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Shoulders normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic. She was tender in the right upper interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. The rest of that is normal. Impressions on either 6/4/20 or 6/24/20, Ms. Segura Chavez alleges to have injured her right shoulder at work. Period. She was seen at urgent care on 6/25/20, where x-rays were done. Period. They followed her progress, but she remained symptomatic over the next few weeks. Period. She came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Eisenberg. Period. He also continued conservative care, but she remained symptomatic. Period. Right shoulder MRI was done on 8/27/20 to be inserted here. On 11/4/20, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Physical therapy was rendered postoperatively. Period. He followed her through 6/16/21. When she had only mildly reduced range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Segura Chavez actually found there to be full range of motion about the right shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the shoulder were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. She has been able to continue in her full duty job with the insured. Period. She also has a second job in which she is the owner and does not do any physical work. Period. And that's the end.